cutting short your Thanksgiving or camping out before dawn might not produce the windfall of savings most shoppers think. Cornell professor of applied economics David Just has looked into the behavior of both buyers on Black Friday and the retailers. Shoppers can get in a frenzy that clouds good judgment.
Everybody's coming to the store. They believe everything's going to be on a really steep discount. And because they're already sort of in that mind, they may have to lure you in with one or two really great deals. But a lot of the other things are really not going to be discounted that much, because they don't have to in order to get you to feel like you're getting a good deal.
Just contends the stores know that once you're in their door for that special only at that hour sale item, you're much more likely to buy on impulse other stuff that's not discounted at all. But Just doesn't blame stores for trying to be sneaky.
I don't think they're scheming for how do we get people to buy things they don't want or need or to spend more than they have to, so much as this is when they have to make their money. They're not going to have the opportunity to have this many people walking through the doors of their store other times a year. They have to attract them in.
The long shopping list actually might hurt in this case, where you feel a need to grab up a gift for every name. Still, a plan and some homework can help.
If you have specific items that you need to buy, you know, you're at least not going to be drawn into buying things that aren't quite the right fit for who you're buying for or quite the right item. Even better if you happen to go online beforehand and see what the normal sort of price for something is, so you know if you're getting a good dealer.
Final advice? Just says if you have big goals for Black Friday, planning can help you save money, along with an awareness of what the stores are really offering as a good deal. Chris Bolt, WAER News.